Just 10 years ago, NATO's three new members were still under the Soviet umbrella. NATO was founded 50 years ago as a military response to the expansion of Soviet influence in Eastern and Central Europe. The final impetus was the Soviets' closure of roads and rail lines to West Berlin in 1948. Originally, the alliance had 12 members: France, Belgium, the Netherlands, and Luxembourg, the United Kingdom, Canada, Denmark, Iceland, Norway, Italy, Portugal, and the United States. Greece and Turkey joined in 1952, the Federal Republic of Germany in 1955, and Spain years later in 1982. Switzerland, Sweden, Austria, Finland, and Ireland have remained neutral and outside the organization. The alliance of the original NATO countries was due largely to the willingness of General Dwight D. Eisenhower to be the first NATO Supreme Commander. Eisenhower had just emerged from World War II as the most successful and famous general in the world. He stayed at NATO until 1952, when he returned to the United States to run for president. By law, NATO is always led by a U.S. military officer, ensuring that U.S. troops never come under foreign command. The top civilian position, Secretary General, is filled by one of the other alliance members.